And if I'm happy now, i.e. not experiencing pain, it means I'm letting go. It means I'm not going to be successful. It means I'm going to lose my edge. It means I'm going to lose my drive and ambition. So our subconscious prefers to keeps us unhappy so that we don't lose the other things that we value highly. Things such as ambition, things such as having an edge, things such as our hard work. Now, of course, when we look at them, we know that they don't necessarily have to go hand in hand. On the contrary, for example, happiness, we know from the broaden and build theory that positive emotions are actually associated with higher levels of success. Or as I'll talk about after spring break when we talk about perfectionism, we know from research, you'll be able to connect it also in the person, many of you will be able to connect on the personal level. We know that letting go of this fear of failure and coping, putting ourselves on the line more, learning from failures, looking at it as a stepping stone, that contributes to our success in the long term. It doesn't need to take away from our drive and ambition. On the contrary. And the key, if we want to overcome this fear of failure, or the worry and anxiety, or the guilt, or this lack of happiness, is very often, not always, very often about understanding or gaining a better understanding of these characteristics. For example, understanding that I want to let go of my fear of failure, the debilitating fear of failure, not just fear of failure, because everyone is afraid of failing to some extent.